Programming tonight is supported by the Iron Mining Association, celebrating the past, present, and future of iron mining. Learn more about careers in iron mining and supporting industries at taconite.org. If it wasn't grown, it probably was mined. Programming is made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Amendment as well. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. We are live at the Hibbing Community College Theater stage in the heart of the Iron Range, and I'm joined by another guest tonight, Carolyn King. Now, Carolyn is here because she has an interesting hobby. She swims. Now, that might not seem so interesting, but she has a unique swimming habit. Since you moved to the Iron Range 22 years ago, you have taken upon the habit of swimming nearly as many of the mine pits.
Well, yeah, I pretty much swim exclusively in the mine pits because I've just found that they're cleaner and more beautiful than the lakes in northern Minnesota. We've got some great lakes in northern Minnesota, but once you've been swimming in a mine pit, you don't want to swim anywhere else. And Aaron, ask me the last time I went swimming in a mine pit.
When was the last time you went swimming in a mine pit?
Well, I did a quarter mile this afternoon in Tioga.
Oh.
And it wasn't so cold as much as the white caps were a little interfering.
Now, you came here from North Dakota, right. So this doesn't necessarily come naturally to you.
No, it doesn't, but when I discovered them, it just became, I was just overcome with how beautiful they were, and so I started exploring, and I spent about 10 years hiking around here, sneaking into and trespassing into different pits and swimming as many as I could. It's been fun. I've had many an adventure.
Excellent. So what kinds of things have happened? Do you go by yourself, or what do you do?
Well, I pretty much go with my dog, Cookie. We hike in. But one of my favorite stories was I really wanted to swim in the Hill Annex Pit because that's a state park, and I really love the state parks. Well, I went up to the park ranger. He absolutely refused to let me take a dip in the pit. I begged. I pleaded. He said, no, absolutely not. You cannot go down to the pit. Well, I had some friends visiting for the summer, and, you know, they do those little mine pit tours. So my friends and I went on the tour, and, of course, I was wearing my natural summer garb, my water socks, my bathing suit, my cover-up. And you go on the tour, and at one point on the tour, you get to get off the bus, and you get to explore this big steam shovel. Well, right around the corner from there is an access to the pit. So we had this all planned, and when we got off the bus, my friends distracted the tour guide, and I whipped around the corner, took off my cover-up, jumped in the pit, beat off about 25 strokes, came back out, put on my cover-up, walked on the bus, and the tour driver says, you look really wet. And well, at that point, I had to confess, and he was really nice, and he said, you know, I promise I will not tell the park ranger. Well, 5 years later, they were doing boat tours, so a friend and I went to do the boat tour, and as we were boarding the pontoon boat, the tour driver looked at me and said, aren't you the girl that jumped in the pit? And sure enough, it was the same tour driver, and of course, the whole time of the tour, he's saying to everybody, keep an eye on her, we don't want a woman overboard. So
nice.
Had...
So you swam today.
I swam.
Was that
today.
Special for us that you did
well,
that?
Well, you know, I kind of thought I better put my money where my mouth was.
Well, that's serious. So is this it for the season then?
Probably, just because I'm leaving town on the 17th and I'll be gone for a week. But yeah, I did a half mile, which is what I usually do on Tuesday, and then today I just only a quarter mile.
But oh, well, that's
it was nice.
Pretty good. And when do you start up again in the spring?
Well, the earliest I've jumped in is April 4th, and I have to be honest, it's like 10 seconds. I jump in, I do 10 strokes, and then I get out, and then I work my way up, but by mid-May, I'm usually swimming a half mile, and then this is about the latest that I can go in the fall.
And you swim every day?
I swim every day in the summer that I'm in town. Yes.
Wow.
I can't miss it. It's like a drug for me.
Well, we're all glad that you're addicted because that's a really interesting story. So, Carolyn, good luck. Stay safe out there in the pits. And there's still lots more pits. The nice thing about living on the range is there's
always a lot more to discover.
There's lots more to discover. So, Carolyn King, everyone.